from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster. I really hope I'm creating a good place to sleep, but actually I would go for like pretty decent place to sleep. You say, well, it's pretty not bad. The pretty not bad place, the place pretty decent and okay. Better, I feel better than tepid about sleep with me. Slightly better than tepid, and I'm not sure what, not turgid, because I think that's something to do with water. And also when the podcaster starts talking soon, he doesn't even know what he's saying, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. So thanks for being here, and here's the ways. These sponsors are how I'm able to be here for you for free twice a week. Thanks. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me, so if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each design designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I pop my peas if you please. I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. I'm trying to do these as quick and as tight as possible because the Sleepy Supporter Zone works. We got over 300 episodes back in the feed now, and we're trying to get things tighter and tighter because of the listeners who supported sponsors. Right now, I'm looking for listeners who supported sponsors. Fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Share which sponsor you supported on social media. Let them know about it. Let me know about it. If you got some Brooklinen bedding, some Brooklinen towels, if you got an air doctor, if you've been using your Relief Band, please let the sponsors know about it. Let me know about it. I'll thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Thank you. It's also about you getting the support you need. There's links to resources in the show notes, organizations you could connect with right now, internationally. And it's about supporting the members of our community, saying Black Lives Matter, saying Stop AAPI. I hate with our actions, being a part of positive change. There's links to organizations you can connect with and learn more in the show notes. And I'm also looking for people who supported Migrant Justice at migrantjustice.net or went there, learned more, supported the organization, or just, you know, found out some more information, especially if you're up in the New England area. Let me know, migrantjustice.net. It's an organization I support. Mystery Bart, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Lecture.
Also edits episodes.
Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bar.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story, yeah. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Get Lois Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mr. Bart. I'm going to slow it down. Join our referral program, sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, and I'll get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, things you're thinking about on your mind. So thoughts you're thinking about, feelings, anything emotionally coming up for you. So feelings, it could be about feelings or thoughts about the past, present, future. But they could just be there. Thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or routine. Could be a lot of other stuff. Could be work. Could be travel. I don't know, like whatever it is that's keeping you awake. And sometimes for me, last three nights in a row, it's been mystery stuff. I don't, like, maybe I'll talk about it in a little bit of like my experience for three nights. Not terrible, but not awesome. But whatever is keeping me awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. What I'm going to do, or what I propose to do, is to create a safe place. So like I said, where you could set that aside, plenty of room, plenty of styles, plenty of selection, plenty of cubbies and soft, medium and firm spots. We have them all too. You say, no, I'm looking for something medium, soft, firm. Oh boy, don't worry. We got it. Medium, medium, soft. Oh, I got plenty of those. What about firmer than soft, but softer than medium, but medium between that? I say, don't worry, we got dials, we got a scroll wheel. We got a few places in our safe place where you could use a scroll wheel or a jog dial, or, you know, or we have manual knobs, buttons, cranks. We got a safe place you could crank. And you say, well, there you go, I got it just right. Then you could get out of the safe place. You could go back. You see, I got to turn that crank. I got to dial it back a little bit. Crank it down from soft, hard, between medium, firm, hard, softer, down a little bit. And I say, don't worry. Our cranks, too, they go on X, Y, and Z axes. They say, axes? When we created this safe place, we said, we don't need any axes. And they said, actually, you do. Because those are just part of dimensions. And I say, oh, okay, well, looks like we got a dimensional expert over here. But okay, I guess I was just being for sheepish. That's how I do it here. I'm for sheepish, not for sheepish. But whatever is keeping you awake, I'd like to keep you company. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to repeat myself. I'm going to talk for like 15 or 20 minutes even now just to introduce the podcast. I don't know. I get mixed up there. But so... what am I going to do? I'm going to take forever. This podcast, a couple things to know if you're new. One, I get mixed up very easily, which is a good thing for this podcast. But if you're new or you're a regular listener, I just want you to know I'm so glad you're here. And I really hope this podcast can help you sleep tonight or get you the rest you need right now. Now, if you're new, it doesn't exactly work that way. Like for a lot of listeners, it takes a few tries, but maybe it helps you just relax a little bit more tonight or distracts you a little bit. And the reason I say it takes a few tries, one, I'm just my style, the structure of the show, and the nature of the show is an acquired taste. Two, we've kind of been sold this idea that there's a one-size-fits-all thing for sleep, and there's just not. Different things work for different people at different stages in your life, and that's okay. The most important thing is you're here, which means you've said to yourself, hey, my sleep's important, and that's important to me. I'd like to really congratulate you on that, because your sleep is important. You deserve a good night's sleep, and that's why I'm glad you're here. Because, one, I've been there. Like I said, that's why I make the show. I've been there. I know how it feels. I've been there the past few nights, or morning, whatever you call it. I think there was a song, like, about after midnight that, like, came out in the 80s. Maybe it was related to the show Miami Vice. That glorified it, like, and I'd say, well, yeah, like not anymore. After midnight, it's going to get on my nerves when I wake up. But your sleep's important. I'm glad you're here. Now, if you're new, like I kind of hinted at, this podcast is just not for everybody, but give it a few tries. That's what most regular listeners say. This is one podcast I think we could safely say hundreds of thousands of people have said, at first I didn't like it. Now, really, like, I listen to it every night. Like, or at first I didn't get it. The second time I didn't like it. And the third time I fell asleep. The other two times I also fell asleep, but I was thinking about it at first. You say, okay, well, I'm new. I still don't understand anything you're saying. Okay, I'll try to explain it slightly better. So two things stick out to me that, or can throw new listeners off. One, you don't really listen to this podcast, and you can, and a lot of people do listen when they wake up or they need some company or they just can't fall asleep. But you don't, it's not really designed for close listening. Like sometimes people listen at first and they're listening very closely or they're waiting for it to get started and be like, yeah, we already did this party. It already got started after this party. It could start after midnight or afternoon or any time of the day. So you just kind of listen to me a bit like music in the back. Like if your neighbor was playing music during like they're having a barbecue and it's not annoying and they're playing music and you're kind of listening barely, or like someone in your family's doing yard work and listening to sports or music. And you say, well, that's not bad. I'm just barely listening. That's this podcast. Kind of like background noise or a conversation where you're having a friend just tell you stuff and you're not really paying attention. That's the idealized relationship of this podcast. You're calling me. You say, Scoots, talk about nothing for an hour and 10 minutes. I say, no problem. Don't worry about listening to me. I won't even ask if you did. So this is a podcast you don't really listen to. It doesn't actually put you to sleep either. I just keep you company. I'm here to be your boyfriend, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boyfriend, your friend in the deep, dark night. That'll kind of barely keep you entertained. That's just here to keep you company, really, while you fall asleep. That's why the episodes are over an hour, so you don't have to think about, oh, what if I'm not asleep? Or if you can't sleep, you say, okay, I know Scoots is going to be here for the next hour and 10 minutes or so, and then I can queue up another episode. So those are two things that you need to know. Or, you know, if you're a regular listener, you say, Scoots, I heard you say it a million times. And I say, oh boy, have you. So those are two things. The other thing that throws people off, other than creaky dulcet tones and my personality, which is understandable. Like I said, it's okay if it doesn't work for you. SleepWithMePodcast.com/nothankyou has lists of other sleep podcasts. But if it does work for you, that's, oh boy, that's great. And then I could keep you company whenever you need me. And some people it's situationally, and some people it's different. What do they say? Like the flavors of your life or whatever. So, structure throws a lot of listeners off. And it's a structure that's very intentional for our goals around the show. So goal number one, that you feel welcome. So we say friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So you feel seen and welcome. Then there's support for the listeners that might need extra support right now. Then there's support for the community around the show. Then there's support for the podcast itself. So the podcast can be free versus only paid. Those are all kind of mixed together too, because then we go back to the listener support and stuff like that. So then there's the intro, which we're in right now. And I don't know, some people feel like the intro is part of the sponsors and the support. It's a show within a show. A lot of people use the intro to wind down or to get ready for bed. Some people skip it. 2-3% of people skip it. I think probably 2-3% of people are already falling asleep. Awesome. A few other 1,000 people listen to story-only episodes or intro-only episodes, ironically enough, on Patreon. But for most people, it's like they're winding down, they're getting relaxed. Because for me, it takes a little while to get comfortable and to get some distance from my day and to relax. And you say, okay, I'm just going to listen to Scoots ramble on and on and on. So that's the intro. Then there's business between the intro and the story, which is, again, the last set of business. That way we keep the show free. And that's where a lot of companies like their business to be. Then there's a story, or tonight it'll be a recap of The Good Place, or two episodes of The Good Place, maybe. But you say, I've never seen that show. Or didn't you already do seasons 1, 3, and 4 of The Good Place? You're covering season 2 now? And I say, oh boy, am I. But it'll be in a very calming and meandering way. So that'll be The Good Place. We'll be talking about that. Then there's thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. I also make the show because I've been there. Like, so I've had three nights of mystery problems. Like, so last night, things went pretty good overall, except they almost went too well, because then I woke up early, but after 6 a.m., but I was hoping to make it till like 8, so I could get a full 8 hours or whatever, but I couldn't make it there. I said, okay, well, let me just lie here. Like I've talked about, do a little laying. I didn't fall back asleep, but, you know, I daydreamed and stuff, and then I said, okay, it's time to get up now. That wasn't too bad, because I still got a decent amount of sleep. Two nights ago, I was, like, wide awake for some reason, had, like, one of those hours between after midnight, but not quite 5 or 6, so, and I said, what in the heck? And that time, I kind of hadn't happened in a while, where I was, like, wide awake, I don't know. And so, I didn't actually go to my normal strategies. So that was kind of, you know, it would have been nice to turn on a podcast. I should have turned on a sleep podcast, I guess. But then in the middle night, when you listen to this, it'll be a long time in the future, but from when I'm recording this, but I'm reading the Sesame Street history, the biography or the history of Sesame Street, which I guess is being made into a film. Maybe it's out. I don't know. I kept having these, but it's about the creation of Sesame Street and all the work. And so I kept having these like STRESS work dreams of Sesame Street, not really bad dreams, but just dreams where it was like, I don't know, if I was like doing paperwork for Bert and Ernie or something, but repetitive. I have those dreams sometimes and those aren't exactly restful. And then I woke up, but at that time I said, okay, let me get up. Let me see the WC. And then, I was like, should I read? And I was like, well, let's just lie on our back for a while and chill out. And then that actually ended up pretty much working. So I don't know. The podcast, I guess, is a shortcut for that. It's either here or I'm on call. And that is the experience for a lot of listeners is some people listen all night. The podcast is not exact. It's kind of hard to design a free podcast for all night listening. But people make it work, or you could be a patron or support the show, and you get that's a little bit more conducive to all night listening. But a lot of people, they don't start the show until they wake up, or they're stressed during the day they listen to the show. So it's adaptable. But in the end, it's about you. It's about you being important and your rest being important. And I hope I can be a part of that, even if it's only for a short period of time. Or even if it's just to lead you to another sleep podcast, because if you get the rest you need, it's a better place. And it's better than being, you know, I don't feel that bad today, but, you know, I could say, well, it'd be nice if I roll in the sleep dice tonight, I could get a decent night's sleep. Where I wake up like in a cough. How come everybody wakes up in coffee commercials? I just thought of that, or maybe I've talked about it before, but it just popped in my head and now it's on my nerves a little bit. Everybody in coffee commercials sleeps great, which you notice that? Like it's always like picturesque. There's like the crow, there's the window shade, there's the sun streaming in, and then they're stretching with a smile on their face. And I say, what in the heck? Why did I never notice that? Or people are like coming. The other coffee commercial I always think of is like people are coming home from college. And it's that's like somehow related to coffee. But I could be mixing up my commercials. I watched so much TV as a child that this is what we have. We have a sleep podcast to thank for it. So anyway. I'm glad you're here. However you got here, I'm glad you're here. I hope I can help you take your mind off stuff so you can drift off. So give a few tries, see how it goes. I really work hard. I really earn and I strive to help you fall asleep. And here's the ways I'm able to do it for you free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody.
All right, everybody. It's Scoots here, and we're back in the good place. Who would have thought we'd be back in the good place out of order? But what, there's no better time to be in the good place than when things seem out of order. And what a treat to rewatch this episode three or four times. Each time I picked up on more and more jokes and little details. But it was also nice just to get back with the Soul Squad and see everybody and really to buckle my seatbelt for Michael, since I've already seen all four seasons, rewatching season two and seeing where Michael's at the beginning of the season. It just really, I say, I can't wait to see how this unfolds. But yes, we watched season two, episode one, Everything is Great. I'm starting it up here on my thingamajig. It's not starting, though, but it'll eventually start, maybe. Oh, it doesn't want to work with me. So let's do this. We'll run through the notes. It's downloaded. Very interesting. Let's see. It starts with last season, Good Place, Soulmate, Cheaty, Hug, Truth, and Not Supposed to Be Here. Tahani and Jianyu, Jason, real name. Eleanor tells the community, Sean, or something, bad place. Oh, bad. Sean says a bad place is owed two people. This is the bad place. Reversal? Reveal. Oh, that's the reveal. Yeah, basic. Quick question mark. Something, Eleanor. You're in the big farm. Cool. Why don't you introduce your soulmate? The soulmate looks like a football player, or I think he was the sexy mailman, but he looks like, why can't I ever remember the football player's name? Oh, I just remembered it and forgot it in the same span. It's a football player, like a Green Bay Packers quarterback. And I think he went to Cal Berkeley and was Cal Berkeley's quarterback. And for some reason, in the history of liking this football player, I still can't remember his name. So if you're from Green Bay and you got to stop, you know, give up on the podcast, I get it. Let's see. Truth Block Workout. Janet not something. Cheaty. What the fork? Also drew a layout of Eleanor's apartment. I'm pretty sure it's the same because there's the performing characters. The performing characters that get out of a tiny car together with giant shoes. So her front door is on the left. Then on one wall are three portraits with a bench, like a gallery bench. Then a right angle wall, two more portraits, and then a Lucite box with like a deconstructed small car performer. And then this chapters 14 and 15. So the first episode's always a double episode, or not always. I think Michael does some self-talk. Sean comes up, but Michael's desk is very clear. There's three pawns on the left, a bowl of some sort, his desk set with the blotter and the pens and the notepad, and then a dragonfly on the left side of his desk for Eleanor. He talks about coffee and pods, new salads, trust me, boss. Bitter Sons, Cockamamie. I don't think that's Bitter Buns, Biller Sons. It looks like Bitter Sons, Cockamamie. Oh, Billion Sons. Town rehearsal meeting. Really nice, a deep purple pocket square. Plaid pastel bow tie on a white background or a cream background. Chuck, ? Real Eleanor versus Denise. Both have these something shrimp and frog recap. Both these things tries to inspire them. Stupid elbows. Bell. Open. The good place. Eleanor has a note. Joey. Jamie, Jazz, what we owe each other, GD equals soup, ? Umbrella Alley sign, Nina and Bart, or Borf, I think it was Borf, I think it's Bart, Nina and Bart maybe, phone book, no phones, Hawaiian pizza stand, people are like nature's apps, Nina, bye-bye, runs into Jason, no talk, gives her a gear. Oh, it's Hawaii Five Dough is the Hawaiian restaurant, Hawaiian pizza restaurant. Michael and Eleanor, we know, but you, number one point getter, best person, Sash. Eleanor and... I don't know what this says. Jessica, the host. Amy. Oh, yeah, that's Amy. It's, Amy, our favorite from one of our favorite web shows. No wine. Eleanor and people. Something's off. No to bar. Forget it. Cheaty gives them to, she gives the shots to somebody, ? Hi. Cheaty's got a nice shirt on. We need to talk, and it goes to an ad. So let's run it for a little while and see what we see here. Get the subtitles on. All right, last season on The Good Place, we see Eleanor's eyes open. She's got a plaid flannel on. Takes a deep breath. Cheaty is my soulmate. Hug. Stand by my side. Of course I will. I'm not supposed to be here. Tahani and Jianyu are holding hands. She boops Eleanor. You booped me. And then they're in the bud hole. What's up, homie? Problem in the neighborhood is me. Sean. Bad place. Two people. Who's going? Holy mother forking shirt balls. This is the bad place. Michael does his laugh. Except for you four, everybody works here. And Eleanor says, you saw us all on earth. The selfish DJ, academic fraud. You thought we'd torture each other. The only thing you did was bring us together. That's it. My big mistake is having you be soulmates and live near each other. Eleanor's pretty pleased with herself. So then he goes, next time I'll do a slow burn. He goes, okay, I got to ask my boss. So Eleanor writes a note to herself, puts it in Janet's mouth. You basic. Michael snaps. Eleanor's eyes open again. This is the new season, but it's like done quick. I like how they did it too. I think maybe it was from last season. I don't know. Guy takes off his shirt a lot, goes to the gym, see you soon. Janet gives you her note back. Fine, cheaty. What's a cheaty? Why can't I say fork? I can see some nice plants. We get a zoom out of her place. Chapters 14 and 15. Michael. Okay, here we go. Michael, pull it together. Confidence. Sean comes up. Hey, no chit-chat. Are you ready? Michael says, don't worry, boss. I got it under control. I got a dragonfly on my desk now. I mean, it's a statue. All the coffee's in little pods. Sean glares. They'll have new soulmates that work for us. Thought of everything. Won't let you down. I think you will. Not in a billion suns are you going to succeed or something. You'll be retired. Oh, yeah. You're going to live on a billion suns. Cockamamie experiment. Colossal failure. Totally do. And then there's a sequence of Michael doing a rehearsal. People have questions. We're not pairing them up because, I mean, this is like actually really good because these are regularly underworld workers. They're all outside of their comfort zone. And Michael's, you know, going for this experiment. And then he makes a metaphor that that dude does it takes it the wrong way. Chuck. Then Vicky. She's character driven. You know, I was a real Eleanor. Now I got to be Denise. You know, who is she? What does she want? Why is she here? Is she quirky? Is she sultry? Michael says both those things. Then Chuck kind of has a repeating joke, at least this episode. Michael says, just pay attention. We just got to get Eleanor drunk so we can do this chaos sequence from when she was drunk in her dreams. So she wakes up, you know, like with the flying shrimp and the frog and stuff. Remember that? She stole the shrimp and we had him fly around. Some people laugh and raise their eyebrows. We want her to, you know, be worried about being found out. I know this isn't the kind of stuff we normally do. It's not how you're trained. And there'll be days when you're sick of each trying to, you know, sick of their elbows, being human, fed up. It needs you to dig deep here. Can't we just go back to HQ? He doesn't want them to give up. Let's just do it the old-fashioned way. He goes, no, it's time for change. It's time to rearrange. You know, we're not going to flatten anything out. Goes, this is a better way. That's why we're all here. We believe that new way to make put humans outside of their comfort zone. And he goes, all right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Everybody cheers. Michael kicks his leg. Then the title card comes up. Good place. Then we see Eleanor find a cheaty. She tries to call Janet back, but she forgot Janet's name. Joey. Janine, Yaya, and she goes, well, I don't ever listen. Okay, and we can see her decorations. Who or what are you, Chidi? She says. Then she's walking through town square, Umbrella Alley. She meets Nina and Bart. They try to get her to go to get pizza with them. Love it. You know, where are you from? Oh, well, I'm from Mozambique. Anyway, what about a phone book? No phones. So probably no phone book. Okay. And then she says, okay, well, she kicks her head back. A lot of great motion, a lot of kinetic motion. Somebody even had a Frisbee in their hand. Other people have drinks, flowers. Maybe we could get some pizza. A lot of great body language from Bart and Nina. Check you later, Nina and Bill or whatever, bye. She goes into Square. She runs into Jason. So this is kind of like everything is connected. And oh, there's even pinwheels I just saw. Those look really good. I don't think decorating with pinwheels would be a thing, but it could be. Michael shows up. What are you doing? Just meeting people. Who's the person in the nightgown? Jianyu, a monk that never speaks, Taiwanese. Might be hard to get to know him. Eleanor, I know, you know, you're the best. You're the top. He asked her to make a speech tonight. Maybe just now or something to inspire everybody. There's just a faint breeze, too. I don't know if that's, like, bland or it was just inconvenient, but it does add some extra motion to their hair, which I think looks good. Eleanor was supposedly an environmental activist. Check the neighbor. Could you say a few words? Then he's like, I got you a gift. He hands her like one of those long flower boxes. How could I say no? I don't think I can. I'd say no. She does say no, but Michael doesn't listen to her. That might be her first clue that something's not right. And then they're taking, it looks like a recycled paper box. You got to be forking kidding me. Best person sash. She's with her soulmate again. Oh, I almost said his name. Aaron Rodgers. That's his name. He's like a young Aaron Rodgers, this young man. And a little bit. I mean, not exactly. But yeah, he's talking about how good he is. Then he says, I got to go to the gym. Rips his shirt off. He's in amazing shape. Holy cow. Then Amy O shows up. Jessica, I mean. She says, hey, how about some wine there? I'm the host. This is my house. A little liquid courage. Eleanor says, probably not a good idea. I got to make a speech. She goes, usually I do, but she tells, you know, she drops some great jokes. But right now, can't do it. I don't know. Then Eleanor's talking, saying, hey, don't ask me questions about who I am or being an environmental activist. They say, you want any more drinks, Eleanor? Margarita? Nah. She goes, I'm good. No, I'm best. She walks off. Everyone's like, what's up with this? And how are we going to get her drunk? What are we going to do? Eleanor goes to the bar. She's contemplating. And then she says, okay. Maybe I'll have a couple of tequila shots. Then she sees a giant shrimp. Michael's pleased as she pours four. She gets ready to go, but then someone says, hey, Chidi, don't make this harder than it is. They walk off. Eleanor passes the shots to a mysterious person off screen. Says, hey, are you Chidi? Yeah. Oh, so you're not a soup, but I knew it. She says, listen up, I'm Eleanor Shellstrap. We got to talk. That's the ad. All right, so it goes to an ad, and then we'll go back to my notes. Chidi wakes up. He's called in, but the dragonfly on Michael's desk, the statue, has moved. Soulmates talk and walk. Soulmate will be Bodil? Elements of Happiness Shop, Blankets Shop, Chidi has this long, cool beans. He says cool, long, and beans really short. I really like that. Trust me, you get one of many full Chidi moments, that's one there. Pants tough to talk to, like a scooter, Pavita. Pavita is just like me. No, this is what I'm like. Unfortunately, Like I say, what's Scooter like socially? I'd say, well, cue up Pavita, because that's exactly what I'm like. I wish I had, I remember being, even being somewhere at a professional event and someone saying, what do you like to do? And I said, nothing. And then they said, I got to go. And I said, yeah, don't worry. I've been there. Denise watches, very irritated. Michael shows up, awkward. Party, fun. Nay? Increases. Oh, yeah, I think he says something like that. We'll see. Cheaty gold, more cheaty gold. Cheaty, limping Denise, Angelique. Looks into meeting Eleanor. Hi, what, down, low, talk, sorry. Michael, speech time. Then we go to Tahani sequence. Tahani, good place. Tomas, short. Swell, house, red. Get rid of second floor. Self-portrait of Camilla. Comfort over style. Dress down. Plumber ass. Tonal. I don't know what this says. Tonal recap. This is other things. Clog wench. A toilet something. Crocs have holes in them, so you can feel the breeze. Suboptimal. House and small. She cries on cargo pants, which is great. Or whimpers. System is never wrong. Private moon. No changes needed. Tahani goes to the bar. Eleanor gives her the shots. Glenn says we're cargo pant buddies. Crocs also. Speech time. Take it away, Eleanor. Tower of shrimp behind her. Drunk Tahani, terrible placement and angle on her sash. This is her first time wearing it, yeah. Get her off the stage. Jianyu, in a vow of silence, yurt in a garden. Oh, so this is a Jason sequence. Soulmate, his eyebrows go up on best bud, really good. Oh, Luong, eating from bowl with no spoon, rock drawings, beetle bard, birdie, go get us some kites. Yeah, it says bike barn, bike ride, I don't know. It takes off his thing, takes off a gear, hands it to Eleanor, Berkey, dard, bike, I don't know. Rides off by, but he's there back at the yurt eating. Then they either eating, then they go to the party. Janet shows up, yak's milk. Please sees Eleanor in shots. Yank milk out. Tahani's speech, are you all right? Jianyu sneaks out. There's a shrimp in my cargo pants. What the fork? Then there's an ad. Then we come back. Michael and Sean do a recap. So cozy or something. Two yaks milk. No talk to the bar. Thumbs up. Denise talks. Eleanor walking around. You don't keep a Ferrari in the garage, Denise says. Limp your heart out. Eleanor not drinking. Tahani. Shrimp down. Jason out. Cheaty and Eleanor out. I know that something. Bring something we know. We know each other. Oh, I know that book. Oh, brag much? What we owe each other. Something we owe each other. No, not interested. Michael meeting. He meets with the team. You ding dong. Push back. All talk. No twisting. Right. No find hours. Cheaty and Eleanor. Nice leather coat. Ah, almond milk. Figure it out, son. Or something. Cobblestone streets. Jason and Janet. Hug. Yogurt. Oh, fog. Yogurt. Boundless void. She repeats it back to him. Really good listening skill. I know something. Hug. Okay, hug. Oh, I know somewhere. I said, where does she know where he can go? Michael shows up. Nice stripe something. His pocket square. Tahani shows up. Apologies. Something has been off. That's her soulmate? Janet brings in Jason. Homie, no. Eleanor breaks it all down. Jackie, Janet. Michael does his EVIL laugh. Impossible. And something. Explanation. Next time, not going to work. This time, snaps. Back to town square. Big purple tie. No notes or clues. Everyone well dressed. Did you tell Sean? Vicky's hand raised. It gets ignored. Michael sits down with his recorder. And then Sean FaceTimes in. And then Sean con on in. So let's see what actually happened. All right, so we start with Cheaty. He wakes up. He's got a short sleeve to kind of pinkish, corally shirt on. Really nice. Can't wait to have breakfast with some philosophers. No philosophers here. Philosophers didn't do so hot in the, you know what I'm saying? And GD says, oh, no. Michael says, oh, yeah, it's clever how they deal with them, too. It's like one of those dreams where you show up at school without the clothes on, take a test in a class you haven't been to, and then, you know, not clever part after that. Point is, Cheaty, you're better than all of them. Cheaty smiles. Then he said, can't believe soulmates are real. My soulmate could be books. That's what I forgot. It's coming up here. I don't need a soulmate. My soulmate will be books. Elements of Happiness Store. Somebody else with a frisbee, I noticed. Multiple soulmates. We got to figure it out. Normally, you just have one. You're matched up. But this game, we got a kind of a four-way thing we got to figure out. Rare occurrence, like a double rainbow. Or someone on the internet saying, you know what? You convinced me I'm wrong. So how do I choose? I don't choose. You choose, Cheaty. Oh, no. That's Cheaty's worst nightmare. Angelique, Pedro, and Pavita. So any of you could be matched. So why don't you go on a double date and then a single date, and we'll see what works out. That's when he says, cool beans. And he says, Michael, I can't make decisions. It's not my strong suit. And he goes, yeah, I remember the make-your-own sundae bar. And Cheaty says, yeah, you can't have chocolate and fruit together, man. Chocolate palette or fruit palette? Kiwi Junior Mint Raisin? That's what you can end? No. Michael says, I can't choose for you. You got to choose yourself. Make your decision. Trust me. I wouldn't do, you know, I wouldn't put you in an awkward place. So I don't know if that was another clue. And then Michael does something behind Cheaty's back. They're having slices of Hawaiian. And then Cheaty and Angelique are talking. They have a great convo. They have definitely, like, what do you call it? Je ne sais pas. Like, what do you call that? Rapport. I mean, some of it's loaded. She says, oh, yeah, I was studying cultural relativism and moral absolutism in Brisbane. Locke and Kant, and Cheaty goes, oh, I'd love to read your paper. It's a great pairing, and I want to read it so bad. So that's when we get our first, really, where he's shining, and then Angelique's like, Scoots, Morocco? No. Ain't been anywhere else? Not really. And then she just says, okay, who likes who? Because I think I know who I'd like. And Angelique says, Chidi, I'd like to hear who you like, think is your soulmate. So it's actually a brilliant small sequence because Chidi actually makes a decision. Denise is rolling her eyes in the background. But before he says it, of course, as he says it, my soulmate is Angelique. Michael shows up and says, actually, you're matched. It is Pavita and Chidi. It was some sort of time flux thing. So, sorry, we got it all together. And it's definitive, 100% correct. And when you think about it, the three other performers are acting within acting. I think it's a really good job because they kind of exchange some looks. Though I do get the sense Angelique, she's either so good acting as acting or she actually does feel bad, like kind of likes Chidi. But that could just be the level of double acting. Then that's when we're at the party. Chidi and Pavita are there. And they run into Pedro and Angelique. The fun continues. Nay increases, Pedro. Chidi says. And he says, oh, hey, Angelique, you look normal. Maybe I need a drink, a lot of drinks. So, holy cow. And so he says, excuse me. Because I can't decide between red or white wine. And Pavita says, you know in your heart which wine you want. He says, excuse me, I'll be back. He starts drinking something on the rocks. We see Denise. She says, hello. What are you limping for? Oh, I run the pizza shop. Crazy story. She tries to do her backstory. Then Angelique comes up. She says, hey, Chidi, how you doing? Well, this is awkward for sure. Stomachs in knots, standard paradise. That's uncomfortable. Because I think Pedro knows that you think we're soulmates. She's talking around it. She just says, yeah, if I feel this way. And she goes, we can't talk about it. And he goes, but the numbers are so close. I think it is. And she goes, don't make it harder than it is, Chidi. That's when Eleanor hears Chidi. So the camera goes wide. We see Eleanor. She passes her shots. Hey, is your name Chidi? She goes, yeah, you're not a soup, eh? And, she says, let's just talk, at play, come on, I'm looking for you. She brings him into a room. He goes, yeah, I got a lot going on here. She goes, yeah, well, I got this secret note here. Some robot lady gave it to me. Janet? Oh, yeah, that lady. And then Janet appears. She says, buzz off, Janet, okay. This is my handwriting, but I haven't written this, that's your name, right? So for some reason I made this note and put it in her mouth. Why would I do that? Whoever her name is. You forgot her name? Yeah. No. Yeah. Her name's Janet. Fork off. So things are weird here. Something's going on. People are trying to, get me to drink and my soulmate takes off. I got a gear from a Zen master. So, the only person I trust is me. Something strange is going on. I told me to find you. So, what's the deal? What's happening? And Chidi says, I don't know. I can't deal with this right now. I've got my own problems. And he runs off. And then they say, Eleanor, speech time. And she says, please, amulet from the wizard, get me out of this speech. We go to commercial, we come back, Tahani opens her eyes, takes a breath through her nose, Michael calls her in, you're in the good place, of course I am, so surprised, what are the chances, but I accept, Here's Tomas. He's not as tall as she would like him to be, but he was a doctor from the International Rescue Alliance that she funded or secured funding for. He's also, he's in a t-shirt and a, what is that, a fleece. She has a couple Freudian slips. He rolls with it, though, and just smiles along. He gulps a little bit, though. He's got hiking boots on and jeans. Then we see kind of they got this nice little A-frame house, more of a bungalow. Tahani's like, this is so cozy. Feel like the walls are hugging me. Tomas says, this is absurd, Michael. This place is, and then too big. It's too big. And she says, what? Okay, we'll get rid of the second floor. Make it even cozier. And I'll see you at the party. And she goes, well, it certainly is quaint. It's quaint for her. She bumps her head on the lamp. It's charming. Then she sees a self-portrait of her sister. And Tomas says, oh, she was a heroine at the hospital. We play her music all the time for my patients. It was like she was helping through her music. She really is a heroine. And then they're going to get changed. He's like, I'm wearing what I'm wearing now to the party. No need to dress up, you know, comfort over style. And she goes, you should wear whatever you prefer. And she goes, well, we are soulmates. So maybe I should dress down. Then they show her, she's got cargo pants, a jean jacket on. She's very uncomfortable. Not used to being dressed like a plumberess or toilet sweep. That was the other one. Toilet sweep. In any case, that's how I'm dressed. He goes, feel the breeze from your Crocs on your feet. That's why they have holes in them. And then he says, let me get us a drink. Michael comes over. Hi, having a great time. Okay, well, if you need anything, you know, I could change anything you want at all. Because she says, well, some things are suboptimal. He goes, well, you're the only one that has problems. And she hasn't clicked yet but with her soulmate, so she gets a little more down and down. He goes, yeah, it's common. It's just, you're just adjusting to this new life. But you're matched with Tomas. The system is never wrong. This is a good place. If you want a bigger house, you know, you could ask for something, you know, even bigger, big as a moon. No one else does, but you could. And she goes, no, it's fine. I'm here in paradise. No changes needed. He goes, well, just ask. You know, no one else asks for anything. So everybody else is happy. But you can make whatever requests you wish. Nothing too frivolous, okay? And she's down, makes a frowny face, goes to the bar. That's when Eleanor heads off after Chidi, passes the shots to Honey. And then Glenn shows up. So I guess she does the shots because Glenn's saying, cargo pants, buddies. Yeah, this is so funny. There's so many jokes in there. So she does, yeah. She says, okay. Then Mike says, speech time. And Eleanor says, please get me out of this speech. She goes up to make the speech, stands in front of the shrimp tower. Everybody claps. Michael's pretty pleased, and she says, anyway, you know, starts off speech, dictionary defines, and then Tahani rolls up on stage, starts shouting, I'm Tahani, Tahani is me, not the number one point getter. She's really good, too, over the top, but in a good way. You all have your regular size pockets, regular size soulmates, And Michael says, can you get her off the stage? And she goes, we're all good people, right? We all did the right thing whenever we could. That's why it's, you know, I'm in this house. I want this house. Just kidding. No, I really do want this house. And Eller says, hey, come on, let's go. Let's get some coffee. And then Tahani falls into the shrimp table. She tries to take the sash off after she says, terrible placement and angle. Is that your first sash? Eleanor's like, actually, it is. Bar goes down. Her table goes down. I got her off the stage. Go to a cut. This is Jason's sequence. His eyes open. He reads the sign. Jianyu, come on in. And he goes, oh, you took a vow of silence. You want to remain silent? So he goes, I mean, nods his head like that. Sure. Then they go to his yurt. Everybody's got a soulmate. You actually have a best bud, though, which is unique. His eyebrows go up when he says best bud, a spiritual connection that transcends the physical realm. What? Best bud? Whoa, cool, man. He smiles even. So they go into the yurt. Luang's there, another monk from Nepal. And you guys have identical souls orbiting one another in reflective harmony. No, you'll never be alone ever again. You'll be right next to each other forever. And at first Jason says, okay, this is a little uncomfortable, but and Michael says, I'm sure you got not a lot to talk. Well, anyway, goes out and Jason eats. Luang kind of copies him. And I can't tell if they're having rice. Then he makes a comedy rock garden thing. He's pretty pleased. He's getting fed up. They go for a bike ride. He's getting more fed up. And then he sends Luang off to get some kites for them to do some kite flying. That's when he makes his move on Luang's bike. Hands a piece to Eleanor because he bumps into her. And she says, are you cheaty? And he just hands her the thing. That's when Michael shows up. What are you doing? Oh, that's Jianyu. She goes, oh, I'm just getting to know everybody. He takes off. But of course, it doesn't make a difference. Like, because, I don't know, superpowers or whatever they have there. He thinks he got away. He goes through like a bamboo grove, but Luang's waiting for him. They go back to eating. Now Jason's a little bit more down. Then they're at the party. How about some drinks? Yak's milk? But he also says, Janet can get you anything you want, just to ask. Of course, you don't need anything because you're perfectly content as monks. He says, enjoy. She hands them the milk. Jason frowns, sees Eleanor pouring some shots, makes a face, takes, you gotta see it. You gotta rewatch this episode. Then it's speech time again. We see, you know, the sequence with Tahani. Eleanor saying, I got her off the stage. And Michael, oh no, Tahani, how are you? Oh, never better. Top of my game. That's when Jason sneaks out of the party because Luang's distracted by the shrimp in Tahani's pocket. I got a pocket full of shrimp tonight. You know, remember that song from the 80s or the 90s? Then we cut to Michael getting ready to talk to Sean. How's it going? Great. It's going perfect. Everything's rolling. Won't let you down. Don't worry. Then we go another recap of, hey, can you do a speech with Michael and Eleanor? How can I say no? Oh, so then the walls are hugging me. Tahani says, can't believe it. Michael laughs. Two yaks milk for the monks. We have the soulmates. We have the soulmates, then the soulmates give Michael a thumbs up. That's when Vicky wants to talk to Michael. You know, I used to be the real Eleanor, now I'm Denise. This isn't a role. He says, Denise is a great role. She's got a great arc over the next 80 years. You have the best pizza place in the neighborhood and a cat. That's cool. I couldn't tell if Eleanor can listen in on this, but I don't think so. She's got a, I really like the print of her dress or gown too. And again, Michael's listening to her. He's, they're both using really good body language. Watching this on mute is, and then I love the line, I'm a Ferrari. You don't keep a Ferrari in the garage. And he says, don't worry, you got something. Why don't you come up with some token thing? And she goes, okay, what about a limp? I'll have a story, something that makes me stand out. And he goes, fine, fine, okay, mysterious past and a limp, but whatever it is, limp your heart out. So that's when she runs into Chidi. Hey, you're Chidi. Why are you limping? Michael's very pleased, but they're like, we can't get Eleanor to drink. And he goes, wait a second, Eleanor's not drinking? She drank during her driver's test. Right, we had to keep things moving. I'll make her talk for an hour, and then that'll push her over the edge. Then we have Tahani, her over-the-top sequence. So she goes down. I think this is when Chidi makes a beeline. Let's see, Eleanor's watching. Jason leaves. Chidi says, hey, I want to talk to you. He goes, you know what? I know the book. She goes, are you trying to pay a nerd pickup line? He goes, I know that book, What We Owe Each Other. He goes, how's a professor of ethics and moral philosophy brag much? So he goes, we must know each other, even though we've never met before. And then she goes, it's not that I'm not interested, but let's get this figured out. Then Michael and the team have a thing. They go, okay, so everybody can't find anybody. It's not going good. He takes his glasses off even. Says, come on, what are we going to do? We can't build a chaos sequence if she thinks she belongs here, you ding dong. And then he's kind of, they say, okay, can't find Eleanor, can't find Chidi, can't find Jason. How did you lose all the people? That's what you're supposed to do. And Michael's getting really irritable. Eleanor's soulmate, you know, says he shows up from the gym. Why aren't you with Eleanor? I told her I was going to the gym. You keep saying that over and over again. You told me to. No, I didn't. He said, yeah, she tries to confess. You were supposed to avoid her. He goes, that was an example. So Michael's getting more and more, you know, chuffed, I would say. How many times did you tell her you're going to the gym? 5? No, 9 times. So then, yeah, he goes, this is not what I signed up for. I liked my old job better than this. And it wasn't as a quarterback. And then everybody starts agreeing, like, Michael's really messing this up. Then he says, I'm going to the gym for real. And he goes, okay, everybody, let's just find the 4 humans now, he says. So he's really, he really is. So then we have Chidi and Eleanor at her place. Chidi's pacing. You're trying to get a personal best on your Fitbit. He goes, this is like a tremendous amount of information. You're not supposed to be here. You and I met here. Somehow we met before. It would have been advanced lessons because she goes, were you a good person? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I drank almond milk. So, of course, I'm going to be here in the bad place. Or not supposed to be in the good place. And she goes, well, we better figure it out. That's a commercial. Then we have Jason meet up with Janet. He tells her he's not a silent monk. He's a DJ from Jacksonville named Jason. And I'm supposed to, Michael tells me I'm supposed to be a monk. I'm supposed to have a best friend and live in a yogurt. She goes, yurt. Oh, yeah, yurt for short. He goes, but he won't leave me alone. And I already have a best friend, actually, Pillboy. And he goes, can I live with you? She goes, oh, I live in a boundless void. So, yeah, Jason's talking about his best friend, Pillboy, and, you know, that he doesn't want to go back to his yogurt or yurt, and they can't, you know, can't go with Janet because she lives in a boundless void. But she does do this great piece of, I guess that's reflective listening. She says, there's certain aspects of your existence here in the good place that are confusing. And you're searching for some place where you'll feel less lonely. And she goes, I know. And then he hugs her. She says, what's that? And he says, you're my friend. You help me. You're nice to me. And she says, okay. She gives him a very robotic hug back. And then we see the Scanlan, Chidi's reading the note. He says, this is, you know, intense stuff. So either you ripped the page out of a random book or we were working together for a long time. And then Michael comes in. Eleanor hides the notes. And he says, oh, so happy you two met. I'm just apologizing for all the commotion earlier. And they say, oh, yeah, totally, totally. First night in the afterlife could be tough. Don't worry about us, Michael. He says, okay. He says, Chidi, why don't you head home? It's late. And then Tahani comes in with the sash to apologize. I want to stop and give you your sash back. Don't give me any sash back, please. But she says, yeah, I made a fool of myself, stained my cargo pants, which are comfortable, praising off the rack separate. So no. And then Michael says, we better go. It's late here. She goes, something is off. Chidi and Eleanor exchange a look. Her soulmate comes and Eleanor goes, okay, this is definitely suspect here. Then Chidi's soulmate comes in. And then Michael's still again trying to maintain control. Let's get out of here. Then Jason comes in with Janet. She says, Jason needs to talk to you privately. Oh, really? Okay, bye. Eleanor says, this is the wise monk. This could be the key to the mystery. Luong comes in, and Michael's totally lost control. Let's go back to the yurt, and Jason says, homie, no. He says, this guy's supposed to be my best friend. He's not my best friend. He's from Jacksonville named Pillboy, and we used to have fun together, and this guy is not fun. More jokes in there. Eleanor says, okay. Then Eleanor's soulmate comes in. She says, yeah, what are you? And he goes, takes his shirt off right away and says, got to get back to the gym. Then everybody's confused. Then Eleanor breaks it down. This is not the good place. Michael's forking with us. And Jason says, like a prank show? Oh, yeah, perfect analogy. It's a prank show we've been on before. I had a note. I put it in Jackie's mouth. No, Janet, Chidi says. Correct. Michael does his laugh. I guess Eleanor Shellstrop, you got to be kidding me. Can't believe you pulled a trick on me. And I'm impressed with your thinking. But next time, you know, because I'm relieved because I didn't realize, I couldn't figure out why everything went bad so quickly. But next time you won't be so lucky. Next time. And she goes, yeah, he's going to do it again. She tries to put it in her mouth. He goes, that's not going to work. Tahani says, this is unacceptable. I'll speak to your superior. And then Michael snaps. Everything goes white. And then he says, third time's a charm for the team meeting. And he definitely is losing his people here. He goes, don't worry. No note this time. Couldn't have seen that coming. He's got a giant purple lavender bow tie. He checks to make sure Janet doesn't have any notes. Janet's in a little bit different outfit, a smarter. What is that, teal? A teal, I don't know. And her hair's in a, I don't know, is that a bun? I don't know what haircuts are called. And then Amy O says, have you talked to Sean? Michael goes, oh, totally. I checked in with Sean. He knows all about it. Very supportive. And then he says, any more questions? And he ignores Vicky, who's trying to ask a question. He goes, okay, let's get out there and do it. Then he starts recording himself, testing 1, 2, 3. Sean FaceTimes in. And he goes, "You're supposed to give me an update, Michael." Michael goes, "Oh boy, is it going good? Holy cow. Chaos is going totally great. Better than the first time. Eleanor did exactly what we thought. Even behaved worse than the first one." And he goes, "Everything's on track. Smooth as silk. Everything's great." They sneak in a couple more jokes. He goes, "Yeah, we're doing things the old-fashioned way back here, but good luck with attempt number 2, because there will be no attempt number 3. And there's a pause on Michael. He thinks about it. Then he calls Eleanor in for attempt number 3. And the episode comes to a close. So good night, and we'll see you soon in the good place. All right, I want to thank everybody signed up for a referral program recently, and then those people that are already sharing the show. So I think I want to thank Pam, who's got one referral, and then Autumn, Laura, and Rain, who are just getting started. Jill, Shashrit, and Jamie are just getting started. Dorota, Jesse, and Henrika, they're getting started. Justin's got 5 shares. Lucia, James, and Karen, thanks and good night. Amy, Alexis, thanks and good night. Leslie's got 3 shares going, thanks. And actually, they're not shares, they're actually new listeners. So thank you. Mohammed, Miguel, and Marie, thanks and good night. Ashwin, Sarah, and Courtney, thanks and good night. Catherine and Carrie, thanks and good night. Kit's got a first share or new listener, thanks and good night. Lisa and Amy, thanks. Anna has 1 share already. Nadra, Deirdre, and Amy, thanks and good night. Eleanor, Miranda, and Rebecca, just getting started too. Ava, Hazel, thanks and good night. Alice W's got 1 share. Susie, Eula, and Mary Lou, thanks so much for sharing. Natasha's got a share, thank you. Eden, Allison, and Denise, thanks. Tanya's got 9, holy cow. Thanks, Tanya. Paige, Georgie, getting started. Suzette's already got 3. So thanks, everybody, for signing up for a referral program and referring listeners. It really, really does mean so much to the show. Let me just check through here. Anybody else I can thank? I love thanking listeners, really. Let's see, Courtney, Helen, and Corey are all getting started. Stacy and Allison and Corinne are just getting started. Kelly's got 2. Helen, Jade, and Kay getting started. Deb and Janet getting started. Drawer's got 1. Cheryl's got 1. Hallmark, Julie and James getting started. Maureen, Shannon, and Rose. And Myrna all getting started. Nora's got 2. Paul and Cher and Margaret getting started. Chloe's got 1. Una's getting started. Candy is getting started. Anna's got 1. Rebecca, Nikki, and May getting started there. Thanks, everybody. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for being a part of our referral program and being a part of the show. You can sign up at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. Thanks so much. And, yeah, I'm here to help you fall asleep. Thanks. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now, I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is I think this is the tent. I think this is the boyfriend's level. I have four podcasts, the ad free full episodes, the story only episodes, and nothing in Sleeping Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, an all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement, if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. That's cool. So, that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it at the end of the free show too.
But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.